Enlighten yourself as often as you can. In a recent webinar, the idea came up that you want to look at your shortcomings, gaffes, and mistakes with kind eyes. We all have those. Not the kind eyes, but the mistakes. The shortcomings. But depending on your attitude towards them, they can mean that you are no good. They can mean that you need to explain, apologize, lie, attack, avoid responsibility. Or they can mean that you made a blunder. No big deal. I recommend a lighthearted approach to mistakes. I call it play with your caca. Whatever you can play with, you don't hate. When I first started to go to the senior workouts, it bothered me that the workout leader laughed when he made a mistake. It irritated me. I judged him for it. And some of the old ladies laughed with him. Then I looked around, after the class, and the ones that could laugh were happier and more adjusted than the ones, like myself, who didn't. Maybe couldn't. I learned my lesson. Admittedly, I still have a few things I have done in my life I haven't been able to play with, or bring a kind eye to. But I am working on it. Your self-growth depends on your ability to laugh at yourself and take yourself less seriously. I can track your growth, among other symptoms, with the amount of fun and laughter you bring to your process. There are unexpected benefits to this too. When you are deadly serious, you are probably also deadly afraid. Afraid of me. For example. Of judgment. Of the truth, you are not perfect. Bah. Lol. My bark is bigger than my bite. I am a barker. And people are scared of me. You are scared of your own shadow. Because that is what I rub your noses in. You can't hide your shadow from me, even when you are trying to hide it from yourself. So I rub your nose in it, like a wake-up call. No malicious intent. But you are so scared you cannot tell the difference between your ass and a hole in the ground. Pretty much in every area of life. Your light and your shadow makes you a whole person. Don't deny half of yourself. So one of my scaredy cat clients emailed me this morning. She is trying to get better after experiencing digestive issues for a while. Turns out that some of her symptoms are connected to her taking the sesame oil I recommended. So I sat down and connected, merged my body with hers, and she had a congestion in her gallbladder. She was afraid to tell me. Even though it harms her to withhold relevant information. Stupid as the stupid does, but of course emotions up, intelligence down, one out. But with yesterday's webinar she got permission to be playful and daring, lol, and she let me know what's going on. Boggles the mind, doesn't it? So in just 3 minutes I unclogged her gallbladder. Didn't wait for her to do it for herself, even though she could. Easily. I teach that in my self-healing course, and she has that. And it just so happens that my own gallbladder was also clogged. So I cleared out hers and mine at the same time. Thank you, serendipity. You may be just like her, ask for help but don't reveal the relevant information because it would make you look bad. So? Do you think you look good? I don't think so. Everyone looks bad. Even one of my star students, who I was so proud of yesterday, is trying to sneak in a pre-constructed reason why she will fail. We insist on our misery far too much. It's become our identity, our panacea, our reason that we don't have to put out. Disgusting, if you ask me. But, on the other hand, if you can play with it, like little kids play with their caca, you can find it funny as hell. Giggle, giggle, giggle. I'd rather that you giggle. When you attempt to behave the way I recommend, you have to get light on your feet first. You are anchored in misery, in your totally inane decisions about yourself and about life, and you want to not be anchored anymore. So get light on your feet, and jump from misery to laughter, easily. This is, by the way, one of the symptoms of high vibration. About the laughter, when you are done, when you have really managed to unstuck yourself, the laughter become raucous. Maybe that is what the gurus mean when they lie about their enlightenment. Laughing once is from an insight. And insight is a dime a dozen. Unless your actions come from that insight, you are not enlightened. Instead you had an experience, an insight. When you look at Osho, or that German dude, Eckhart Tolle, you see no signs of fun. Or just rarely. They are serious. Not enlightened, not at all. Am I enlightened? Some of the time. But more and more. As an empath I need to carry too much misery from others, and that dampens my spirits. And having this recurring misery, wanting the result, outcome dependence, is a curse and I need to deal with it like I need to deal with the dishes. They gather up and need to be washed. Or else. What is the else? I tend to descend into depression, misery, and the desire to get off the planet. Now, what can you do? If you are not well, It is hard to be lighthearted. I created a course years ago, called the Self-Healing Course. It has several modules to deal with different organs and body parts. It is pretty much a guided meditation. I bring the light energy and the words, you just put your hand where I ask you to put it. The energy comes from me through your hands. Easy peasy, very effective. Deceptively simple. More effective if you can bring intention to it. Don't be fooled that only hard things are effective. Not true. The energy I am sending through your hands are from source, or whatever it is. It is light. Capital L light. Healing, but more than that, activating, and moving. Life-giving. Enlightening. In the liver/gallbladder healing, the energy pushes out the stuff that is blocking your gall channels, and that is how it heals. Nothing fancy about it. I also have now, as a separate product, healing for your male, your female organs, your ovaries, your pancreas, your thyroid. Because those issues have been coming up in droves. Will it save you from the coronavirus? No. Only isolation saves you from that virus. But it can make its course easier on you. Especially if you strengthen and cleanse your lungs. The virus kills, if I understand correctly, through drowning your lungs. And I hear it works on your brain too. So brain cleansing can be an effective remedy. Okay, here's the link to buy, read more. Pick what you need. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/self-healing. Man, heal yourself.